This year's school shootings in Parkland, Florida, and Santa Fe, Texas, have led many high schoolers to take political stands on school safety and gun control. But they've also left others feeling disconnected from the political process. Aviva Okeson-Haberman with KBIA spoke with Missouri high school students and their teachers to find out what they think about politics.
It's Thursday morning in Allison Breyer's American Government class at Boonville High School. Today's discussion topic is the election. The students shuffle in, some of them in brightly colored 80s workout clothes, for School Spirit Week. Breyer tells her class something that political candidates know well. Most teens don't vote.
When you were talking about why the politicians are not speaking to the issues that you guys care about, it's partly because you don't show up to vote. So why should they?
More than 50 miles away in Jefferson City, the state's capital, Julia LePage Mawson is having a similar conversation with her American government class.
What do you get if you go register to vote? What do I give you? Not extra credit. It's, what's it called? Life points.
Some 17% of registered high school age voters in this area went to the polls during Missouri's August primary. The average turnout rate of registered voters was about 40%. And high school teachers don't expect the November election to change that trend. New Franklin High School teacher Adam Quest says he's not sure students know about the tight Senate race between Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill and her challenger, Republican Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley.
Quite honestly, I don't know that most of them are even aware that there is an election coming up.
This lack of engagement is not the case for all high schoolers.
Hi there.
Hi.
My name's Emma. And I was just wondering if I could ask you a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
It's Friday evening after a week of homework and golf course tournaments for St. Dominic High School senior Emma Story. She's knocking on doors for the Missouri GOP.
I'm really excited to really have like a direct voice or direct effect in democracy this year.
One political issue that high schoolers across the country have organized around this year is school safety, following school shootings in Florida and Texas. Tiana Vaughn, a senior at Jefferson City High School, says she participated in her school's walkout to protest gun violence.
There were so many different shootings and everybody was just kind of like, oh, pray for them, but there was nothing getting done. And then with the one in Florida, they were doing marches and I was like, yes, we're finally doing something, you know.
Vaughn says school shootings and police brutality are two important issues for her. She's planning on voting.
I've gone with my grandma to vote before, but I think it's going to be a little bit different voting for like myself, you know.
Josie Johnson, a junior at Boonville High School, still has a couple more years before she's eligible to vote. She says school safety is also something that's on her mind. She doesn't think all of the adults in her life get it.
I feel like some of them haven't really had to be in that position to where they would like sit in a classroom and be like, oh, like, hey, someone might end up walking in here with a gun.
Bunston High School senior Kayla Burnett doesn't think regulating guns is the solution, though. Guns make her feel safe.
We used to live where there was a lot of coyotes, and we had a lot of chickens, and they would come kill them, and I've had a shoot one before, so at least scare one off.
Burnett says Second Amendment rights and limiting abortions are important to her, but Burnett admits she's not as familiar with the candidates.
Honestly, don't know who Josh Hawley is. I know that makes me sound crazy.
Burnett isn't the only high schooler who doesn't know about this vitriolic, high-stakes Senate campaign. And when it came time to register to vote, she didn't. For Here and Now, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman in Columbia, Missouri.